These King Edwards and Red Dots, I can just eat them. They don't bother me any more than cigarettes.
I like those.
Hopefully they last longer.
They're good and milder.
Yes, sir.
My cousin and I used to get cigars when we went fishing. You know, we'd soak them up and keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah.
As long as we had a cigar, we were happy. Of course, our eyes in water and our noses in run, but oh, were we happy.
Yeah.
If somebody has an apple and you want half of it, and let's say the man has a knife, what would you ask him to do?
Your answer, ma'am. I don't know.
If he has an apple and you ask him to half it,
Is that what you'd say, just half it?
No, you'd say, divide that with me. I think it would sound better.
And if he has two of them and you want one of them, what would you say to him? Let's say he's a good friend.
You say, why don't you give me one of those apples?
What do you call the center of an apple?
Core.
And do you have any special term for little pieces of apple that have been cut up and dried?
I don't believe I do.
Dried apples is good, all right.
I wouldn't know.
I don't have any special term for those. In some of the German areas, people call them snits. Little snits.
Snit.
To them, that means dried pieces of apple, little cut-up pieces. I haven't found that in the state yet, though. I talked to a man at my O'Keen who was, his grandfather spoke only German and his father spoke both. He doesn't know any German anymore. When I mentioned it to him, he recalled it, but he didn't use it. I guess he just doesn't use it. Thing.
Well, we have here one of the five civilized tribes of Indians. The older ones that used their own English for years and years couldn't use nothing else, own language, I mean. And as their kids go through school, well, they just get them plumb away from it. Don't even allow them to use it.
Well, is that right?
That's right.
Hmm.
Now, when they come here and were shipped here from Mississippi, the Mississippi Choctaw, there was hardly any of them could talk English. Very, very few of them. And now, you talk to them, they just grunt, you know, and shake their head. But now they all talk. The old ones have learned our English. Now you may have noticed that there in the courthouse. There's a janitor.
Yeah, a man came up yesterday and asked me if I was Mr. Davidson or Donaldson or something, and I had to go back for seconds. I didn't understand the first time. I expect he was a Choctaw. Maybe he was a Chickasaw. I can't tell the difference.
No, we don't have anything but a Choctaw around here. Around Ardmore here to speak of. And that one that you talked to, now he was born here. And that's he talks. I'm satisfied as Martin Marsh. Marsh is a given name, and Marsh, good how it's spelled, is his last name. Well, they come here, shipped here, his parents was from Mississippi. 1903 and 1904, there was 2 years to get them over here. I may have done already explained that to you. I don't remember.
Yeah, how they brought them in on the unallotted land.
Yeah, I brought them in like cattle, livestock.